If Jesus comes today and asks, follow me, we may give a lot of excuses and reasons. No, no, I have a ball game, or I have to watch something on TV, or I have to go and pick up someone. So we give a lot of excuses, I'm sure. Positive. My dear people of God, when Jesus called the apostles, James and John, Andrew and Simon, they followed him immediately. Note the point, immediately. They left everything. Their livelihood is catching fish and mending their nets. And they left everything. Immediately they followed Jesus. They left everything. They did not have the second thought. If I follow him, will I be able to get my livelihood? Or will I be able to eat the daily bread and so on? No, they did not have any that sort of questions. Rather, they followed Jesus immediately. Are we ready to follow Jesus immediately in our daily lives? Do the Word of God inspire in us daily that we read and change our lives? For when we divide into two parts in today's gospel, Jesus was preaching for the repentance, believe in the kingdom of heaven, repent. And the second part, he calls the apostles, he calls the disciples. So a call to repentance and a call to follow. Are we all ready to repent ourselves of our former ways and follow Jesus faithfully in our lives? The word repentance means, it comes from the Greek word metanoia, which literally means change of heart. Do we have that change of heart? Change our lives into good ways and follow Jesus faithfully in our daily lives? Introspect into ourselves. How far am I able to be the true disciple of Jesus? The radicality of discipleship will be understood only when we know him closely and follow him. And then we will not give any lame excuses. We will follow like that of Andrew, James, John, and Simon immediately. Immediately. Without any lame excuses, we will give a right answer to Jesus in our lives.